Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
It is high noon. Hello, noon. Pacific time. The hour which I get funny, as witnessed by that.
Yes.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Ha, you slammed your own name, Mr. Clue.
I did that on purpose, so it won't be associated with the show.
Exactly. Slam it on mine next time, too. Why not? While you're doing it.
Would you guys say I'm a brave man?
No.
I wouldn't either. Don't answer, Frank. I know he...
Chubby, yes. Pasty, indeed.
Brave.
Short, yep.
No. I'm the cowering coward of the county. I am.
Mm-hmm.
Cut my belly open. As soon as the gravy spills out, you'll see nothing but lily-livered yellowness.
Right.
That's me. So when I read stories of bravery in the news, it amazes me. And I don't have the balls of this woman of Topeka. I don't have her guts. Heidi, what would you do if a guy tried to grab your purse, assuming you were carrying one?
Purse? Are those bag things with like a strap? Mm-hmm. You know?
Instead of your usual tool belt, it says Stanley on the side. Let's say you actually had a purse, and some guy comes up, you're in a parking lot of a Walmart.
Yeah.
And he tries to snatch your purse. What would you do?
Oh, I'd whip his ass.
You'd whip his ass, you wouldn't give it to him?
It's just a purse.
Well, the only thing is, I would give him everything. It's like, just give me my... Because I've had everything stolen before, so it's like, just let me... Take it all, I don't care. Just give me my phone and my ID, because I don't want to try to have to go get my, you know...
Then you can call the cops. Give you your phone back.
Well, I'm going to call the cops eventually anyway and give a description of you. So, either way, you're screwed.
All right, then I'm going to shoot you then.
All right.
Is it worth dying over a purse?
No, but I think my natural reaction would be... And as a woman, I've thought about this. Like, if I'm walking and... I see somebody walk behind me, or I feel it, or I see a shadow, or I hear footsteps. I think, okay, if they grab me right now, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Okay, so if they grab me. I've thought that.
They're going to grab me. What if they grab me? What am I going to do?
I think my human nature is that I'm going to fight. You go to grab me, I'm going to fight. Like, you may win. You may get my purse, but you're going to walk away going, you're going to feel me a week later.
Well, a gun's a great equalizer. I don't care how strong you are, how many times you've worked out on the machine.
I suppose if a guy puts a gun in my head and goes, give me a purse, bitch. Well, here you go. Enjoy. Cancel all my credit cards. I mean, yeah, but if it's just a hoodlum that's, you know, trying to, you know, doesn't have a weapon, oh, I'm going to try to whoop his ass. I'll try. I may not, but he'll be bloody, and I'll get DNA under my fingernails, and I'll go get tested.
Okay, I'm trying to determine if it's worth it, though, because I understand if you've just left the ATM machine and you've withdrawn thousands of dollars in cash. I understand if there's something in there. You said you can cancel credit cards. Of course you can cancel cards. So if they get your cards, big deal. Mm-hmm. Call the company. Now they're worthless. So unless you've got a valuable family heirloom in there, something can't be replaced, some diamond ring from dead great-grandma.
What if it's all your quarters from every state, Frosty?
If it's your state quarter
binders.
Collection.
It's in your big briefcase.
Well, if it's the ones in proof, then I'd fight for that.
Would you fight? No. Would you hand over your quarters?
Whatever it is, I'm going to hand over. I'm just telling you now. Because I don't carry that much cash. I really don't. You know, I got a couple 20s and maybe a couple 1s. I never have more than $50 on my cash.
So there's nothing.
Now, I'm going to cancel my cards, so they're going to be valuable, as Heidi said. The cash isn't that much. The license, I can get a new one. So I'm not going to find out if you have a gun or a knife or a hypodermic needle loaded with AIDS. I'm not going to fight you and risk finding out what weapon you have and maybe paying for my life over $42. You can have it.
Right.
I wish you weren't doing this. I might say, do you really want to do this? Can I just make it?
Talk him out of it. Get him on a different path.
No, you'll be Frosty.
Let's
talk. Just let me have my... I'll give you the cash.
Give me 3 minutes to quote some scriptures, and then you can have it.
Really want to do this?
Dude, you know what? Dude, I haven't seen your face. I haven't looked around. I'm not going to. But let's just talk for a minute. What if I give you a $20 gift? I'm going to drop it over my shoulder, pick it up, and walk away. And I'll keep walking, and I won't call anyone.
He would have already whooped your ass with the butt of a gun.
Yeah, I'm already dead.
How about you take the money, then you have butt sex with me.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want butt sex. No, but still, it'll make it look like it was attempted rape.
Yeah,
you have to take my money. So it'll throw the cops off. So go ahead and take my money and have butt sex with me. I don't want to have butt sex. I just want to go.
For God's sakes.
God.
No, I mean, we've all thought, I think probably what Heidi's thought, if you've been in a dark area, and we all have, and we know there's bad, creepy people creeping around in the dark, creepy areas in the L.A. area, they're all over the place. You never know what bad guy's out there looking at you, wondering if you're the one he's going to pounce on. You don't know. Probably have all been eyed and not selected, and you wouldn't know it. But someone probably sometime here in L.A.
Does that upset you?
I never get picked.
I tell you, though?
It's like high school all over again.
Sometimes.
You don't look like you're worth robbing.
Exactly.
Sometimes, can I tell you that
good luck.
When I'm walking, not that I'm the most feminine flower on the planet, but if I'm out walking by myself, I try to walk like kind of butch and tough, like they might think that I'm a cop or something, just in street clothes, because I think that if somebody wants to, like, she might be a little feisty. She looks kind of athletic, and she might put up way too much of a fight, as opposed to looking like...
So what do you do?
Delicate. Well, I walk tough and
with your elbows
and,
out?
No, and confident as hell. Like, I just walk, you know, like I got a gun.
On your toes?
A gun. Yeah, I walk, yeah.
Like, you got some place to be.
Like a typical kind of a butchy, macho guy walk. Because I thought, if somebody's eyeing me, like Frosty says we've all been eyeing, then I may look like too much of a hassle. Like, she might be feisty and put up a fight. I just want a delicate little wafy flower.
That's a guy.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to mess with her because she might throw punches, and I don't want the hassle right now. I want this the weak elk who's
just... Have you practiced your cop walk in the mirror to see if it's really intimidating?
I'm tough.
Possible?
No, but then if I've got, like, you know, wife beat or something on, then I really... You know, I pretend like I got a badge in my... Do not flex on me. Do not jump me.
Dexter's sister.
Exactly, MF-er.
I'm going to acknowledge what I actually...
Seems to work, Tina.
I actually think of this every time I'm washing my car. For some weird reason, I always get the urge...
Shammy, how I love you, how I love you.
My wet old Shammy. No.
Oh, I was trying to get in your head.
Get out. There's not barely enough room for me in the gravy.
You're squeezing suds all over your face and chest.
I said, ooh. I don't know why. The urge to wash my car always hits late at night, but it does. I never feel like... And there's actually three...
In the dark?
That's usually... usually night usually is.
How can you tell where the dirt is?
Right.
Because it's lit. Within 3 miles of where my house is, there's not one, not two, but three, you know, put the quarters in the machine and wash it yourself, car washes, that are, you know, less than 5 minutes away. I could go anytime I want. There's three in all three directions. But I never, ever, ever feel like doing it during the day. For some reason, when it's like midnight or 11 o'clock at night and it's open, I need 24 hours to a minute. I go, there's plenty of spaces. I'll go wash my car. I always seem to be doing it late at night with no one around. And I always think what I'm going to say when someone comes up and tries to rob me. I don't steal it. This is my thing.
Okay.
And I think this would work. So here I am, washing, hosing, spraying. Here comes the bad guy or guys. Hey, Mac, give me all your money or die, or whatever they say these days.
Right.
And I go, oh, man, dude, no, I'm on surveillance. No, you don't want to, no, you, we're being filmed. I'm on surveillance here.
Do you have Tourette's?
No, I'm being convincing.
You're a stuttering moron.
Just keep. I'm going to act like I'm giving you directions or pointing you down the street because there's the other officers across the street. This is a stakeout. We're waiting. No.
Stakeout! You're washing your car on the stakeout!
Sure, Magnolia Boulevard is over here, kind sirs. They're over there. There you go. Okay, no, go now. Go. Get, go. God. I'm going to act like I'm part of a police sting operation. Are they going to risk finding out?
What if he says, well, what's your operation?
No.
Why are you at a car wash?
And I'll act like I'm covering a microphone. No, you got to go right now. Go.
What if he says, lift up your shirt? I want to see
the microphone. I want to see the
then line. I act like I'm giving a cop order. Hold it. We got a 10:40 here. No problem. I'm just giving these fine gentlemen directions. Why? It's over here.
You are in.
How'd you live this long?
But if you're the bad guy and someone convincingly starts babbling like they're a cop on a stakeout with buddies across the street, dude, no, don't. You don't want to be here right now. Go. You think they're going to find out and question you, or are they just going to take off? I think they're going to take off. Why risk it? That's my hope, anyway.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
I would not stutter as much, though. But see, a cop would be very confident. A cop's going to go, you know what? Just so you know, I'm on a sting operation right now. All eyes are on me.
You couldn't have picked a worse guy to rob right now.
Because, there's a guy in a van that's right across the street. All cameras are on me.
Yeah, you seem flustered. It's you're scared to death.
I was being more...
No, that's not natural acting.
I was more like average
for you guys. Here, take my stapler.
Would you still
worried
if you didn't want quarters?
But you're like David Caruso, calm and cool, ripping your sunglasses off and turning slowly. Going,
you got to be a cop.
Yeah.
She has her cop walk.
Right.
That's not cop talk.
The vice squad. I'm a vice squad guy. That's how they talk.
No, that you seem like a nervous CI.
Okay, fine. I'll work on my delivery, but that's what I'm doing. Damn it. But I don't have the guts to do what this lady did in Topeka, Kansas. Remember her about an hour and a half ago?
Not at all.
Some guy came up, tried to grab her purse as she was in a Walmart parking lot. She resisted like Heidi would, I guess. Hey, no, dude, you gotta go right now because this sting operation, FBI. There's a helicopter up there. And
we're doing we're watching you.
Channel 4 special. No, you want to go. Chris Hansen is...
you couldn't have picked a word.
Ashton Kutcher's going to come out and...
Oh, God.
Go now. This way.
Over there, fine, sir. There's a 7-Eleven this way. Go rob someone over there.
I always hate that kind of acting anyway. Like, I love the show Will and Grace, but the guy who plays Will does that kind of acting. Like,
this show's still on?
No, but, like, he does the acting like this. No, Grace... Listen. Like that stuttering, stammering acting.
It's kind of like the guy from Northern Exposure did that. What's his
name?
Remember him?
Also Richard Lewis does it. Also Paul Reiser does it.
Richard Lewis, there we go. Well, I was being Reiser and Lewis in impressionals.
God, Sam Rubin.
So this lady in Topeka, this guy grabbed her purse. She resisted like strong, brave, police-like woman Heidi would.
Mm-hmm.
The guy reached in the purse, grabbed her hairspray, and sprayed her in the eyes. She continued to hold on. Finally, the guy fled empty-handed to a maroon minivan parked nearby. I wouldn't have held on. I don't know what the hell was in that purse. If some bad guy wants your purse and starts grabbing it, ladies, let it go. He could have pulled a knife out and rammed right into your gut.
No, but guys are afraid of hairspray. That's how I used to fend off my brother. With hairspray, when he would, because my brother used to kick the crap out of me. I mean, hardcore, really hurt me. 230-pound guy.
He was scared of hairspray?
Aquanet burgundy can. Scared. Because I would always spray him in the face. If he'd come after me, you know, get out.
Were you holding a lighter as well?
No lighter. You don't need it. That's how scared guys are of hairspray.
Well, then maybe
you get it right in their eyes.
Then the women should have the hairspray in their can. See, this lady should have sprayed the guy rather than wait and let him dig around the purse.
So he sprayed her?
He sprayed her, yeah. But she continued to hold on.
But look at her eyelashes. They're beautiful.
A little sticky.
Also, was that Oklahoma, I said, I think?
North Carolina.
Kansas, okay. Next door, I think, is Tulsa, Oklahoma. A man,
pay attention.
Another brave guy, yeah, me too. Another brave guy, saw his pickup truck being stolen. What would you do then, Frank? Someone's stealing your pickup truck. You let them have it? I would.
Yeah, let it go.
Call the insurance company.
Well, that's the thing, though, that worries me. Like, I've also thought of the carjacking situation. If I'm in my car and somebody goes, get out of the car, your car. I'm fine. You can take it if I'm by myself. But what scares me is, what if my dogs are inside? Because I take my dogs with me for a ride a lot.
Let them have your dogs.
No way. So that's why I look at you and I go, well, your daughter's in the back seat or something. Not that she's in a car seat anymore, but you got a kid in the car seat in the back, and some guy goes, get out of the truck now!
They usually don't want the kids in the back seat.
Well, I know, but they may not know, and they were taking your truck, and now that's what would worry me.
Argues it. Dude, look, you can have the car. I got my dog. My dog is going to be. You can have the kid.
God.
A man saw his pickup truck being stolen. He jumped into the bed of the being stolen moving vehicle and kicked out the back window and crawled into the cab to subdue the thief. Can you believe that?
Huh?
Bruce Willis moved that one. I wouldn't do such.
Oh, he climbed back into the bed of his own truck.
How do you know you can kick the window out? Aren't they in there pretty firmly? He did, but how do you know? What if you can't succeed?
You're
back there standing on one leg trying to kick the back window out and it ain't working.
Mm.
Now you're in a moving truck from a thief driving it who could very easily throw your ass out.
I don't know. There was a story where a guy came up at knife point. I asked the guy for directions. What time is it, buddy? And
right.
He looks at his watch. And when he looks at his watch, the guy pulled out a knife and wanted the guy's wallet. And he ran to a gas station nearby. And this guy chased him to the gas station. But when he got there, he grabbed one of the squeegees. As a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy grabbed two squeegees. So there's this huge squeegee fight going outside.
A squeegee off.
Yeah, and somebody called police and arrived and arrested the guy who was, But I was thinking, somebody pulls a knife. All right, here you go. Here's the wallet.
Right.
No big deal, buddy.
Yeah.
Just go. I'm not going to try to outrun him. Go have a squeegee fight out in front of the BP.
Oh, I think it's easy to say, though, when your adrenaline's not flowing, though, Frank. But when your adrenaline is flowing, I think that you're human. You're an animal.
I guess if I start running, then it's on because he's chasing me and I have to survive.
You're an animal. Right here, you're human.
But
you're sitting here.
like Frosty in the beginning. Just take it.
Right. Survival instinct should trump anything else.
I'm not fighting back. I'm cooperating. Here it is. There you go. Have a nice day.
Yeah, all they want is your money or your whatever. Squeegee-fied, I don't get that at all.
Well, he ran to the gas station and he grabbed the first thing that was, and it was a squeegee.
Okay, so squeegee? Let's say that you're out.
The thing you know, right. You know what it is?
He's got a nice pleasant rubber thing on the flat
clean
thing.
Your
metal, you probably crack somebody with that.
So you're saying, Frank, that let's say you're out in a crowded bar or something.
Like a Star Wars fight.
And
they should get the surveillance camera and put those sound effects in there.
You're out in a crowded bar, and all of a sudden you feel some guy put his hand in your back pocket to grab your wallet, Crowded bar. You're like, what the hell? And he's got it. He's got now his hand in your back pocket to grab your wallet. What are you doing? You're going, go ahead, buddy, take it.
No.
What are you doing?
I'm getting my wallet back.
How are you going to do that?
I'm going to take it back.
So, see, that's what I'm saying. So, you're only going to do
that. He pulls out a knife or a gun. It's like, okay, you can have it, Jesus.
Well, you are in the middle of a crowd, right?
You could just ask me.
Right.
Well, there's witnesses around. I don't think he's going to kill you.
So, you would fight if you knew that there were plenty of people who may have to have your back. But if you're in a...
No, he had no weapon.
Okay.
I'm assuming he had no weapon when you said, I saw him holding my wallet.
Okay, so no weapon.
I grab my wallet.
You're going to fight for it. Any sort of weapon you want. All right.
But the weapon could be concealed in the pocket or baggy pants. You don't know what they have. They haven't whipped out yet. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the crowd, I'm not going to worry about it because I don't think they're going to pop me here in front of
you. Are you going to yell, that guy stole my wallet?
Damn right I am. Yes.
Like a woman gets her
pants. Help. Somebody catch that man.
Observe this man. Observe him. Steven, you want Frosty Heidi? He's right.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Steven?
Hey, first of all, I just want to tell you guys that you guys totally make my day. I mean, it makes me want to, like, be off of my job for, like, 3 hours a day just so I can listen to you guys.
Me too.
Thank you.
I'm on the street, so I have to go to a house, and I hurry up, and I rush back to the truck to catch the next topic. So I'm glad I could get on the phone with you guys.
That's cool. Thank you, Steve.
I was, like, 13 years old, and I had an opportunity to get a ride home from the mall. But these girls that I knew lived right down the street didn't have a ride, and they were going to walk. So we only lived a couple blocks away, so I did an honorable thing, and I walked these girls home. Well, we round the corner, and I used to live in Victorville at the time. We round the corner, and this big old group of black people just walked up to me,
yeah,
took off their beanie, and just drilled me right in my chin. Ends up jacking my wallet, my shoes, my jacket, and all the girls are just standing there watching.
They took your shoes off?
Well, it's a group of black people and one little kid. I'm sure you're like, okay. What, they hit you in the chin with, Steven?
Oh, yeah. Drilled me.
Oh, just with a fist. Oh.
I mean, I used to fight all the time, and, I mean, these guys were older, like, way older. Like, you think they would drive to the mall, but no, they were all walking, like, seven of them. And this guy just drilled me right in my chin.
You didn't have a squeegee to whip out, did you? Could have fought him off. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, I need two things. Heidi, I'm sorry. I know you're masculine and more masculine than most women and Frosty, probably.
Yeah.
But you versus a guy that's your same size, he's twice as strong as you. Just do yourself a favor and submit. And also, Frosty, if you're in a club or a bar and somebody put their hand in your back pocket, I know what you'd do. You'd turn around and say, hey, Wade.
He'd lean in.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Could you at least steal it to the beat? Steal. Hello, Cameron and Irvine.
Hello, Frosty, you little cutie you.
What?
Cutie.
He likes you.
Oh.
Yeah, I like your little soft skin and your cute little hair, your little butt nose, you little pooper.
Well, we've established that, but is there a different reason you called, or is that pretty much
I'm just on my way to meet my friend at the mall, and I had a quick question. I wanted to know, why is it that you and that other lesbian lady there that's sitting next to you, why do you guys take your dog with you?
Nice.
Had enough of that guy.
So fun.
Okay. It was worth it.
You could tell it.
What did he say?
It wasn't.
Yeah, the F word. But
really?
For gay people, I believe, yeah.
Hello, Jay.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I had a story for you about a crazy robbery. My dad's best friend is a ear, nose, and throat surgeon, and he told me about a case where this plumber got robbed and was shot five times, and he was shot five times in his face, and the guy threw him in the back of his plumbing truck, and the guy came to while the robber was driving and hit him with a pipe, and
he lived after that?
Yeah, he was shot 5 times in the face. He came to in the back of his own.
Yeah, we heard.
And then he knocked Robert in the head with a pipe.
Well, it was rhetorical. Now he's repeating it as if I didn't hear.
Well, you did ask.
Oh, he didn't know.
No, but it was rhetorical. Right. But it was exclaimed like, you don't say. That sort of a meaning. It wasn't like, say it all again. It was like, really?
That's what you should start doing then. You don't say.
No kidding.
That's a better way to go.
I don't believe it.
That's a better way to go.
I like your new one. The nerve.
Oh, yeah, that is a new one.
Maybe that's what I'll say when the guy tries to rip me off at the car wash. Instead of being a stuttering guy on a Vice Squad stakeout, I'll just turn around and, with my most disdaining look, I'll stare him down like an owl and say, looking over my left shoulder like Caruso, the nerve. Think it'll work?
I so wish you had been successfully mugged by now.
Oh, the nerve. Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
A blast.
It always is. Never really got to anything.
Another segment for the disaster capsule. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
97.1 FM Talk.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. You know, some people just get upset over the smallest thing. Guy in New York was driving his bus. Happened last week. Bus full of passengers. They're in New York City. The guy got on, swiped an invalid fare card. The driver pointed out, you got to pay. That didn't work. It made the guy mad, so the guy got up, punched him in the head, the driver, and stabbed him to death in front of the passengers, then hopped off the bus. Mm. He got away.
I can top that.
Can you really?
That seems like something you wouldn't stab somebody to death. To death?
Yeah, killed him. Is that worth it?
Yeah, I can top that.
Yeah.
Your guy died?
He's dead in front of the passengers, bled to death.
Over a bus ticket that didn't have any...
Yeah, over $1.75.
Credit on it. In Miami, a Fort Lauderdale, Florida elementary school... In Miami?
Yeah.
Whatever. A Fort Lauderdale, Florida elementary school art teacher shook an 8-year-old student and punched him in the face, causing a bruise because the youngster broke a crayon.
Oh, my.
So he had a bad day. You broke a crayon?
Well, you know, it is economy, it's tough. I mean, teachers have to buy their own supplies. The school doesn't even provide it. So I'm sure she's like, you know, we can't even.
How much is a box of crayons, Heidi? You know, it's just one crayon.
No.
However, once you break it, it is ruined.
Totally done for.
There's that, oh, moment. Mm-hmm. Remember that, the breaking moment?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep, no more sharp points.
Yeah, people have anger management issues. Obviously, this guy, this elementary school teacher, probably this bus guy needs to get taken care of. I have a friend who recently got into a fight because of road rage. Did one of those pull over in a parking lot type things, and the guy gets out of the car.
Yeah.
And my buddy proceeded with that guy's ass, and the guy tapped out.
I don't know that I'd trust that with a stranger. It's like, you're going to tap out, so I'm going to let go, and now you're going to pounce again.
Well, I guess it was like my buddy was with a guy, and this one guy was in a car. So he was like, you know, getting out to fight. He's like, you're not going to jump on me, you know, beat my ass, both of you. He's like, no, I'm going to whip your ass myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were fighting, and this guy's getting his ass kicked and taps out.
Is that universally understood? I wouldn't know what that meant.
Well, yeah, I think with the popularity of, you know, Ultimate Fighting and MMA, I guess there's some rules
that's
to fighting
awesome.
Now.
Awesome.
Yeah, because, you know, after he let the guy up, he's like, you know, brushed himself off. Says, so you want to go another round? All right. So he starts whipping his ass again. Until the guy tapped out again. Was like, all right. See you later. Gets in his car and takes off.
I did three 5-minute rounds.
They go for beers later. Now they're best of friends.
That's so funny.
It's strange now, this world of mixed martial arts and people, you know, the popularity of it.
Mm-hmm.
Even little kids getting involved in it.
Mm-hmm.
Now there seems to be some kind of unspoken rules to Street Fighter. If a guy taps out, you let him up.
Because in the old days,
The old days, probably not.
Right. You're fighting until he's not moving.
What if you don't feel
hopefully
like...
you're fighting an MMA fan, so they will let you up.
Exactly.
So who cares if you violate the etiquette from a guy who's road raging against you? What if you said, no, I'm going to continue kicking your ass? What, are you supposed to be ashamed you're kicking his ass?
The guy
after he tried to kill
twice.
You on the roads?
Oh, so let's see, that's something guys can do. You know, you get in a fight on the road, and you're like, go, you know, pull over, and or some guy comes up to the window and does the tap. It's like, a girl is never going to roll down the window, but I've had people to go.
You would never tap on a girl's window?
I'm not tapping on anybody's window. I'm not, no. I'm a badass behind the wheel, but I'm not getting
but you
out.
You drive crazy, like you're right. You're having the road rage, or someone cuts you off. I'm sure you speed around them.
Well, I get
that's
him back.
That starts.
I get him back that way, where I'll get right in front of her. And, you want to change lanes? Oh, you wouldn't let me, but now you want to? Oh, bitch, ain't happening. And I will go out of my way. And she wants
that's
to make
how
a
that starts. Now she comes up to your window and tap tap tap.
I'm not gonna roll down my window.
Then don't be all aggressive with
She's
the car.
Gonna, no,
box
but,
me
but
in.
I never started. But if somebody else starts it on me, and it's like, no, I'm trying to get over, and bitch, not let me over, well, then I'm going to get in front of you,
so,
and I'm going to wait to see which way you want to go,
and
you're not going to get...
Now you're keeping it going. Now let's take this to the parking lot.
And I'm not rolling down my window.
Yeah,
I'm
but
not
you've
gonna,
become what you despise,
never,
a road rager.
It would never get to the point where she's going to have an opportunity to get... No. Because she's
How
always
going
to be behind. Because she's always
going to follow
be,
you all the way home. She cancels all of her appointments. She's on the phone back there, canceling appointments. She's following you
well,
wherever
I
you're going.
Well, I probably wouldn't.
What's your exit strategy?
I probably wouldn't.
How do you know it's going to be over when you say it's over?
We don't need an exit strategy.
Yeah,
I'll just wait till somebody else takes over. Okay.
She's going to say, I'm a cop.
Okay, listen.
You keep going. No.
Now, what if I told you I was a police officer?
Santa Barbara's just
pretty good,
road.
Isn't it? I wouldn't probably go home with her still following me.
So now
call
I mean?
The police?
No, I'm not going to call the police, but I'm not dumb enough to pull in my driveway.
She's still following you.
Fine, she can follow me.
All night long.
I'll drive. Oh, nobody can outlast me.
What if you're almost out of gas?
Yeah, you got to get gas.
Well, then I'll pull pulling into a well-lit Shell station.
And she comes into the gas station, grabs a squeegee. Come on, bitch.
And a cigarette light.
Let's go.
Well, I'd let her. I'm never taking the first swing at somebody. Because I.
That's your
happening.
First mistake.
No, go ahead.
No, take the first swing.
No, I'm not. No, because then I can be in trouble.
Not if you swing hard enough.
No, I'm going to make sure that she takes the first swing so that I can say I was just defending myself, officer.
Well, what if she says you did the first swing and there's no witnesses? Your word against
That's
her.
That's why I'm pulling into
you say you feel threatened because this woman was following you around. So feeling threatened, I think you can defend yourself.
Yeah, and then I'm in a well-lit, probably surveilled parking lot.
How about you just stop it?
All right.
If someone has to let you in or pisses you off, let it go.
Yeah.
Because you're continuing the road rage. You're escalating this to a fight at a gas station.
I'm with Frank. It's not worth it.
It's really your fault.
And it's a felony, by the way. With a big fat F. Felony.
Well, but Frank, okay, here's the thing. You were on your motorcycle one day and a guy hit you. Well, you made sure that you let him know that you have a problem with him. And the only reason you didn't carry on a fight is because he was 112
no,
and
no,
blind.
He was blind. He wasn't 112.
Oh, I thought you said he's an old
he's
guy
like,
with like a...
I can see you. I'm like, my God, you couldn't see me.
But if it was a young guy like...
His eyes look like new galaxies. You're like, those even eyes? What the hell are you doing in the driver's seat?
Yeah.
I'm lucky you just didn't run me over completely.
Isn't that the guy you can beat up because you can't possibly identify
him? You're swinging, he can't.
I don't know who it was. I don't know what it was.
But if he had been a young guy and was going, why don't you watch where you're going, man? Why don't you learn how to ride that motorcycle, pussy?
Oh, it'd have been on.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd have pulled him through the door.
Just let it go.
Just beat him with my carbon fiber knuckles.
God.
Oh, yeah, take that.
Like in the land of the Neanderthals.
No, I wouldn't take my helmet off, though.
Exactly.
Just punching my helmet.
Knuckles are all bloody.
Ever punch a helmet, Heidi?
Oh, boy, have I.
Our number's 888-520-9710. Don't you kind of assume, though, that when someone road rages against you, regardless of whether or not they had a reason to, maybe you did accidentally cut them off, maybe you didn't, who knows. But when someone starts going off on you, I kind of assume that person is a little mentally unhinged, unbalanced, having a bad day. Maybe they just got yelled at all day at work.
Yeah.
Maybe their old lady just yelled and they have no power anywhere except on the roads. And I'm not going to play that game. Fine. Flip me off, yell, and drive away and leave my life. I'm not going to become involved in your world. I'm not going to play your silly game.
You get involved in road
rage. I'm not
going
to commit a felony back to you because you're committing one to me. That's why I screamed at that guy. Remember that guy a couple years ago cut me off leaving a mall? Beverly Center?
Yeah.
He just got killed.
And he blocked the intersection so I couldn't... And I rolled the window down and very calmly said, dude, road rage is a felony. And he continued mouthing off and I said it a second time. And eventually people were honking and he left. I'm not going to get out and kick his ass.
Well, no, you wouldn't, but road rage is a felony.
I'm telling.
Excuse me, mister, in case you didn't know, if you look up page 42 of the driving code, under felonies,
you may find road rage if you don't mind. You may want to move your car, because right now I'm on a sting operation, and I'm a cop, and I punch. You will get shot. Maybe by me. At least punched.
Well, barely. Possibly. At least I'll die acting.
Yeah.
David, hello.
Hey, what's up, Trips?
What's up?
Listen, hey, I'm the guy that was in a fight with a squeegee at a gas station.
That was you?
That was me.
Shut up!
No, serious. There's gas stations, they have one way in and one way out. So this Middle Eastern guy thought he was going to cut me off. So I'm pumping gas, and then he tries to get in my slot. So then I'm cleaning my windows, and he starts yelling at me, whatever he does. And I just like, hey, back off, and I put my squeegee up there. And then it was like I challenged him, and then he grabbed his squeegee, and then we just started swinging the squeegee around, and then just water all over the place.
So you're swinging with a squishy sponge part, not the blade on the other side? I'll squish you to death?
Because the blade of this is just a rubber blade, so it ain't going to do anything if I leave a line on the side of the face. But
oh, God.
You know what happened? It's like people are laughing, and finally somebody calls the cops to get them. They're like, what the heck?
That's funny.
But that's me. I'm a squeegee fighter.
Yeah, I think most Middle Easterners are terrified of soapy sponges.
What are you doing, my friend? What are you doing? Do not clean me.
If you're going to get in a squeegee fight,
you know, the safest place to be in terrorist attacks at a Bed Bath & Beyond. There's loofahs and stuff around. They won't even go in there.
Do you assume the official fencing position with your left hand on your hip and the on guard? If you're going to do it right. Hello, Tron.
Hey, what up, all you three, man? Dang.
Hey, Tron.
Now, hey, what's up, man? That lab guy was for sure in the Frank Army, man. True. Man, he couldn't stop laughing, man. Hey, what's up? What's up, Heidi Young?
Hey, baby.
Hey, anyway, hey, man. Hey, Frosty, man, you cool.
What's new, Tron?
Hey, check it out, man. I was on the freeway, man. I'm trying to get over, man. I look, man, and next thing you know, I didn't realize, man, I cut some dude off. So he come pull up along my right side, and when he pulled up at me, he started yelling at me. And I said, hey, man, I didn't even see you, man. Yeah, MF and this and MF and that. And I'm like, hey, man, I didn't even see you. He swerved his car at me, like trying to jerk his wheel towards me. I said, man, you see the car I'm driving? The driver door don't work? And you see all the nibs in my car? I just grabbed the wheel and started driving him over to the right lane. And he's just looking at me. Next thing you know, he's driving, and he's in the emergency lane screaming, ah! And I just pulled him out of the road. You see my car? You see my car? That's right, mother ever. That's right. Oh, I didn't get to scream. Man, I let him go, man. I let him go.
Thanks,
he was white, but he was whiter than white then, man. When I was let me free, man.
Thanks, John.
I wonder if... No, it's not.
Whiter than white, then.
I've had fantasies about driving a clunker just so that I can do exactly what he's talking about. Because you wouldn't do it if you're driving a nice car, but I've fantasized about driving
running people off the road just a junky car?
Yeah, just a demolition derby, you know, crash-up derby car, you know, where somebody does something and I'm just like, oh, you're so lucky, bitch. I drive a nice car because I would just ram right into somebody.
I think we've
sometimes.
All thought that.
Don't you have that? That's your Escalade, isn't it? Your dumpy car?
That's my only one.
You're so connected with the American people. Just drive that junky Escalade, that Pearl Escalade around. Especially with Pearl.
Pearl?
That's such a black guy's Escalade.
That's right.
Why'd you go with Pearl?
Because on the inside, I'm a black man.
I.
Mm-hmm. I'm like Tron.
You know what I'm saying? Pearl.
That's right. I think it's very feminine.
Pearl?
Yes.
Not with
but
you
it's
in
more
it.
More feminine than black.
Yeah, but you're behind the wheel.
Well, for sure, I butch a car up. I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I'm trying to find some sort of balance.
Our number is 888-520-9710. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Have you noticed how foggy it's been the last couple nights? The creeping fog after the sun goes down. How'd you like to land in that? How'd you like to be in a plane and look down and see LAX shrouded in fog?
Been there, done that.
Scary, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been in a helicopter and done that.
Oh, you have done that when you did traffic reports.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be creepy.
Oh, yeah, when you can't see anything but your pilot, he's...
Then why even go up?
Well, sometimes it happens like in certain
points
where you go up, it's fine. And then you fly into somewhere where you're like, whoa, and you're looking out the window.
Why are you flying over places that are foggy?
Because we're on our way to some sort
traffic.
Of trailer fire or deer accident.
Okay.
And you'll be up and you'll look out and it's just nothing but I mean, you see nothing, pea soup, as they say. And you're like, oh, my God, how do we... But you're a good pilot. He's instrument trained. So he's looking at his instruments. He's not even looking out the window, knowing where he's going. And it is scary as hell, because you look out, and all your senses go, bye-bye! And I just sit there and sweat, you know, because you're thinking, we're 1,000 feet up, and I can't see anything.
Yeah, I guess the pilots know what they're doing, but I feel
they're
the same
way. They're just looking at instruments, so it doesn't even matter if they can see.
If you're flying and you look outside and something, but, you know, cloudiness, you're flying in a cloud or something, I hate that.
Really? Yeah. When you wake up in the morning, you're in cloud, you're in fog, when you look out your window?
Oh, I thought you meant mentally.
No. Some mornings.
Well, I live up on the hill, but when I look down the hill at the minions and peons and poor folk who live down there in the flat part of the valley, unlike us highfalutin rich types up on the top of the hill
at
the crest.
You mean the people down there with people who love them and families and kids and dogs and friends? Oh, how awful for them.
When I look down, I can see that the valley, of course, forms a big channel, a big trough for all the fog that's floating in from the sea, which covers everyone's in the flight. And I can see this big river of fog.
The
like
marine lava. Layer.
And
a niggig.
A what?
A niggog.
Huh. Interesting.
So last night.
I've been learning a new word. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's fog
right.
Resting inside of a valley.
That's what it's called?
A niggog.
I have never heard that before.
Please. No, seriously. Kristen knew that was coming. But yeah, I learned that the other day playing Balderdash.
Niggog.
Is it street slang or is it actually what it's called?
No, it's a word that means fog in a valley.
I didn't know that.
You're right.
So you can't call it that once it goes up the hill.
Perhaps.
Sorry, it's not technically a niggog anymore. It's up here.
Perhaps a story you can share with your father at Christmas.
At the top of the hill. Something else.
Completely. What's that doing in this neighborhood?
Wow.
Get down there where you belong.
So that's why you hate being in them so much. Can't stand to be around them.
So last night, actually the last two nights, I got up late at night for whatever reason, went to the house.
Had to go wash your car.
Something. And I looked out my usually nice view of the valley below with the twinkling lights, and I couldn't see in my patio. It was like, wow, my house is in a cloud. It was very creepy and disturbing. And that was late at night, and God forbid, some people are actually landing in that stuff, and flights were diverted from LAX. Did you hear what happened to these poor bastards on the flight from El Salvador to LAX? I can't imagine. Well, I know what I would have done. I know what I would have done, but I can't imagine how horrendous it would have been for them to be stuck on the plane. What happened was they had just made the trip from El Salvador to the LA area. I think that flight is normally about 4.5 hours, give or take. That's a long time to be sitting on a plane in a coach seat. So you're ready to get off. I'm sorry, we can't land you in LAX because the fog. Clearly, it's like thick as pea soup. So they diverted them to Ontario. So they landed Ontario. Now it's just shortly after midnight. Now, but keep in mind, they've completed 4.5 hours flight. Now they fly to Ontario. They're still on the plane. They sit, and they don't let the people off. 1 o'clock, 1:30. The original plan was maybe the fog at LAX will clear in an hour or two. We'll aim for 2 in the morning to fly from Ontario to LAX so the rest you can get on with your journey. So they sat there on the tarmac, people on the plane, for 2 hours, 2 in the morning. Still didn't move. 3:30. Now, you've flown from El Salvador. Add the hours up. You're there hour 5, hour 6, hour 7, hour 8. People started calling 911, the media, anyone they can think of to get them the hell off the plane. Hour 9. They sat there for 9 hours.
I thought they changed the rules because of this happening before.
Right, where the bathrooms
were
overflowing.
People were stuck on the plane from passengers' rights. They said you can no longer do that. It's going to be over an hour.
I thought
right. Just let me get off the plane.
They take you off the plane. They can't leave you on a plane.
Give me the option to get off the plane and take a cab or rent a car from Ontario to LAX to get back on a different flight. Yeah, you can't hold me here. Sorry. Arrest me. Then at least I'll be taken away.
I thought so, too. And here's where it gets kind of, I don't know which side to believe. The U.S. Customs and the Border Protection officials say the airline itself never asked for permission to disembark. And they said, sure, they would let the people off and held them in a secure area. Now, they are coming from a foreign country. They have to go through customs and processing. But the people there at the airport say, no, the airline never even asked us. The airline, the people on the plane, the stewardess, the pilot, simply said, oh, we're sorry, folks. You can't get off. I'll tell you what, on the record, if you try to keep my ass on a plane for 9 hours, I'm going to risk prison.
Really?
I'm going for that door, and there's going to be 200 people behind me going with me.
You just talk about how much of a pussy you are, and all of a sudden you're going to be the tough guy on a plane?
Well, Frank, I would go mentally insane, and there's going to be 200 people on my side. 200 people behind me are going to go out that door with me. We're going to inflate the slide, and we're going to jump. You want to arrest all of us? Follow me. Let's roll. No, let's slide.
We're all going to sit there. They'll let you get arrested. Then they'll take us all off the plane to investigate.
You don't think you don't think if one guy, if you've been sitting there all these hours, can you imagine the stench of the air? And there's no food. You're starving. The water's running out.
No food?
No food.
I think you could probably
go. Is that why you're really getting pissed?
9 hours without food. You'll be all
starving.
Right. You'll be okay, though.
No, I'll starve to death. And you're cramped in this seat. You can't get up. There's babies in there crying.
If you didn't eat another bite until, you know, 2020, you wouldn't starve to death.
He does have a point.
I would feel like it, though.
But you wouldn't.
Yeah, I could be the last one to survive, technically, living off all this fat.
Mm-hmm.
But 9 hours sitting there, I would go for the door. I really would say, if you want to risk a lawsuit, we can talk about that on the other side of this door, down there on the tarmac, when I'm running for my freedom.
Give him chin face. Oh, you did. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The nerve.
Chin's face.
Keep me on this plane
the
9 hours.
Nerve.
You will not keep me on that plane 9 hours. And I will stand up and I will be the
sir,
Rob Roy of
down.
The uprising on that plane.
Sir,
follow me to freedom.
Sir, we need you to take your seat.
Shut up.
Sir,
get out of my way.
We need you to take your seat.
I'd just love to see them tackle you.
Oh, my God.
And subdue you as you're crying.
No, you ain't going to. No. When
my hands.
No.
I play piano.
Uprising. It's a
not
revolt.
My wrists.
Follow me, everyone. It's this way. There's a terminal over there with drinks and toilets. Come with me.
Sir, we need you to sit down.
I mean, at some point, aren't you being held captive? If you say, okay, we're on the ground, I understand I can't open the door and jeopardize the safety of the passengers if we're in the air. I get that. But we've landed. We're on the tarmac.
Yeah, but
if I open
this planes
door,
and you're all walking across the runway.
Mm-hmm.
But their plane coming in, stay on the plane.
Yeah, because if they didn't plan for you, there's no terminal for you to hook up to, probably.
No, planes are moving because it's all fog bound. No one's going anywhere. There's no planes zipping around.
Would you rather walk around on a runway in the fog? Hell no. Keep me on the plane.
Put a movie on. Give us some peanuts. We're fine.
I'm not going out there.
I'll risk it, Frank. 9 hours. Can you imagine?
No.
Anyway. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
7-1 FM Talk.
Adam Carolla, Frosty Eddie and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Get complete shows now at 971FMTalk.com.